4, DTY. You're
going to go home and spend time with your in-laws there?
Start with me.
Can you eat?
Good. Hey, Chad.
Hey, Daniel. How are y'all tonight?
You.
Damaged my foot today.
Keep yourself up this week.
That Buckmaster out of the safe and figured I'd try Daniel's little knife throwing deal. And didn't go too good. I'm just kidding. I'm just making fun of Daniel.
First of all, you're not supposed to throw it at your own feet. You throw it at somebody else's foot.
Well, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Saturday night, talking about all that.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you, I was laughing so hard, my eyes were hurting.
I was literally crying, and I wasn't even sure if you could hear what I was saying, because I was trying to get my breath back.
Hey, we still good for the 13th, right?
But we need to know what time.
How about we do be there no later than, say, 11 o'clock, but come for breakfast if you want. Just let me know a day in advance so we can do breakfast or something. But I'll get in touch with Bill and let him know. But, Daniel, you planning on trying to make it?
I was going to try to come out there and hang out with you guys. I was going to ask what time you were thinking, if you needed, what you need me to bring, and kind of what you were thinking of for that day. I was telling Patrick I have my in-laws in town, but I was planning on trying to come out there.
So I don't need a thing. Just bring yourself. I got the rest of it. Or we'll take care of it. But like I said, if y'all want to come for breakfast or come sooner, then come on. And, Patrick, I'll give you a holler on landline tomorrow. But y'all go ahead. I didn't want to interrupt, but I just going to let you know I was in here.
We got a few minutes before the net starts.
Well, I just going to let you know I got busted the other day again. A friend of mine gave me a piece of pumpkin pie to bring home to give to Anna. And I ate the doggone thing before I got home. And he mentioned it on the radio the other day. And Anna just happened to be listening. So I got it again.
That's funny. I actually heard you on the radio. What was it? Tom gave you a piece of pumpkin pie?
Did. And I almost made it home. I stopped at the mailbox and checked the mail. And it just magically disappeared.
When she chimed in, I knew you were in trouble.
I mean, I just heard Tom ask about it. I had to jump out of the truck, but I heard that part.
Tom got mad at me, Bernice got mad at me, and I got fussed at, and my wife was mad at me. But I'm still a winner. I got the pie.
Just about to say, it sounds like you still came out ahead because you still got the pie.
Out of the truck when you got home with that sore back?
Exactly. She made me come up the steps. But I got up the steps and she says, okay, did you eat my pie? And I said, yeah, I did. And she said, okay, well, you can get up steps by yourself. So when I made it up steps, then she helped me in the house.
Supposed to plead the fifth.
I'd already admitted to it before I knew she was listening, so, you know, there's no pleading the fifth, you know. That's already done.
Remember that she's got her license, or at least listening on the other end of that radio, so you don't get so many knots on them heads.
Figure out what I'm gonna do. I've got all the frequencies named on channels. So she just pushes the channel and goes to, you know, that frequency. So what I'm gonna do is just change the names around, and that way she thinks she's monitoring Caesar's head, but she'll be really be monitoring somewhere else.
Until she figures out how to use the scan button.
You know, I'll take what I can get.
It's pumpkin pie.
I don't really know what he was expecting. I mean, you know, you give a piece of pumpkin pie, I mean, and it's sitting over there in the passenger seat. I mean, that's like giving a crack addict a piece of crack and telling them not to use it. I mean, come on. Did y'all get my video?
Yeah, I got the video of you in the bandana waving the Rambo knife around.
That was Sylvester Stallone for a second.
When Anna shot the video, I said, hey, this is a little corny, but, you know, I'm just going to let them know I still got the knife. And she shot the video, and I looked at it before I sent it out, and I thought I looked like Rambo, too. I mean, that's pretty handsome.
So mud on your face, it would have been identical.
Your bandana just did it, didn't it?
Chad, that I thought I heard you say, let me make sure I have this. You got a new radio the other day. What did you get?
So I went by AK's. Gary met me down at AK's, and I picked up one of his radios for the deer camp. And I picked up an ICOM 706. And I'm going to tell you, I feel like a traitor saying this, but, I mean, don't get me wrong, I like my Yeezys, but it's pretty friendly.
Same radio at the house.
I keep up with you guys.
I just had to have something for deer camp. I got it in a little go-home for Keith. I just got to have something that I can use. Excuse me. Because what I got is just too big. And I don't like it. I get a lot of complaints about the speech processor in it. And, I mean, that's what you expect. I was made in the 80s. So, I mean, you know, it's going to be some kind of issue there. But I got my little go box set up and got a little 12-volt tuner. I needed a little bit of work, but I got it straightened out. So I just got everything, you know, wired up, so I just stick it in the mount there at the cabin when I get there, and probably about 5 minutes have it up and running. So I'm okay with that. I'm happy with it.
To jump out for a minute, there's a wreck up here, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Sure, I got it. Field to check in.
I'm gonna have to back up and go the wrong way around.
Sure, bud. I gotta go in just a second, but I know we have to hop off anyways. But I had a quick question for you. I feel maybe I should ask you on the phone, so if you hear me, feel free to cut me off here. On Saturday, would it be all right? And like I said, if it's not, it's not a big deal. But would it be all right to bring something to be sighted in?
Yeah, bring it on. We'll go down there and check it out. Not a big deal at all. Matter of fact, I'll let Patrick and Bill know too. And we'll just go down to the range and just have a good day.
Hey, Skeggs, guys, I'm back. I just had to turn around. They got the road completely shut down up here on 290.
Okay. Well, Daniel, I'll give you a holler tomorrow. But, yeah, that'd be just fine. I'll send that on to Patrick and Bill, too. But, yeah, that'd be just fine.
Hear my feelings if you say no, it's not going to work out. It's not going to affect me. I just thought I'd ask while you were on here, and we were talking about that already. So I don't want to mess up the day if you have other plans or if it just doesn't work out.
Plans? I mean, we're just going to share a meal together and do what's, just enjoy each other's company. And I can't think of anything better to do, a little bit of fellowship and plinking around a little bit, that's a good day. But anyway, Daniel, listen, it's getting close to the net, so I'm going to jump on out. And I'll give you a holler tomorrow, and I'll give Patrick and Bill a call too. So, KL4NUE. I'll be standing by for the net.
Chad, keep an ear out. If you don't hear me checking on my group, then I'm in the dead spot. And I appreciate you checking me in. KO4 HKX, and I'll be on the side monitoring.
Patrick, if I don't hear you, it's your group. I'll take care of it.
Cool. Thanks, guys. And Patrick, I'll call you or text you tomorrow too about trying to grab that cable from you. But all right, you guys have a good night. I'll try to check in too.